We begin the current daf Masechtas Nedarim daf Ayin Zayin. We begin at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara introduces a Mishnah Masechtas Shabbos that will relate to the Mishnah on that previous daf and the discussion of how long is the husband allowed to do his afar for. We know this halacha of afaras Nedarim, that a father of a single daughter that's under the age of an adult of 12 and a half, or the husband can be made for, could nullify the neder of that woman. So the question is, how long is that for? That was our Mishnah said it's kol hayom, just that day, whereas we learned in the Braisa that it's actually machlek is if it's for a 24-hour period. So related to this, the Gemara brings Tan Hasam. We learned over there in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos on Daf Kof and Zayin Amud Aleph, says mefirim nedarim, that a husband could nullify, that's the lashon of hafara, the neder, the vows of his wife, b'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, and moreover, v'nishalon nedarim, they could also go and ask, which is the term used when you go to a chacham who he does hataras nedarim, that is totally makes it like there was never a neder in the first place, or retroactively makes it like it wasn't there. You could also be shoyel nedarim shehen litzarech haShabbos, which are for a Shabbos need on Shabbos. So Yibayelu had the following question: how to decipher that Mishnah Masechta Shabbos? Mefirim nedarim b'Shabbos litzarech haShabbos. In other words, this that it said at the end of that, there were two halachas. I spoke about the ability of a husband being made for the nedarim on Shabbos, and even going to a chacham to be made for it on to be matur on Shabbos. But then it qualified; it has to be litzarech haShabbos for a Shabbos need. In other words, if the neder wasn't, let's say, to eat food, and you have to eat food on Shabbos, a Shabbos type of a need. So now the Gemara is asking, when it says it has to be for a Shabbos need, is that going on the whole Mishnah? And that is even when a husband wants to be made for the neder of his wife, that also has to be only if it's for a tzarech Shabbos? A dilma filichalei tzarech, or maybe that the husband can be made for the neder of his wife, even if it's not for a Shabbos need. And that is because when it qualifies, it has to be litzarech haShabbos, that was only going on when you're being shoyel on the neder by a chacham. Now, why would it be any different when you're going to a chacham versus a husband? So either because when you go to a chacham, or in the parallel of that, if you don't get one sage that really knows, or you get three common people, it looks like a din tire. It looks like a din which is forbidden to adjudicate a court case on Shabbos, because you're going to the Torah sage, or you're going to three people, which is a bezdin. So therefore, that would be problematic on Shabbos, in contrast to a husband just being made for a neder. Maybe that's permitted in all circumstances. Or maybe the reason of differentiation is because Hafaras Nedarim, as we're going to see, has a limited time. So even if it's not for Tzarech Shabbos, but if he doesn't get it in now on Shabbos, he might lose out the opportunity of ever being made for the neder of his wife. Whereas being shoyel on the neder, you can go whenever you want. There's no time frame. And therefore, maybe that can only be on Shabbos, where, again, you shouldn't be doing necessarily these things on Shabbos, if it's for Tzarech Shabbos. But if not, then either because it looks like a court case which is forbidden on Shabbos, or because you're not limited to doing it on Shabbos, therefore you shouldn't do it on Shabbos, but maybe hafar could be in all circumstances. So the Gemara says, Tashma, let's bring a raya. The Tani Rav Zuti debay Rav Papi, because Rav was taught in the Braisa by Rav Zuti in the Yeshiva Rav Papi, that taught the following Braisa, that Ein Mefir Nedarm El Tzarech HaShabbos, says clearly that even hafaras Nedarm, again, which is the term that always connotes the husband nullifying and saying that I'm not accepting this neder that you made, it could only be if it's for a Shabbos need. And hence, according to that Braisa, it seems to be that the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, the qualification of Letzarech HaShabbos would be not only on Hataras Nedarim of a Chacham, but even on Hafaras Nedarim of a husband. Now, however, Amar Rav Ashi, but Rav Ashi says, Holoi Tznan Hachi, we didn't learn it like this. The Braisa Rav Zuti is bringing down seems to contradict our Mishnah over here on the previous stuff. We learned in the Mishnah that Nadri Imchal Sheikha, we said that you could only be matah, you could only be made for the neder for that day. And therefore, we said sometimes you get more and sometimes you get less. Well, for example, we said that if she takes a neder Friday night, so halachically the day starts at nighttime. So you have like the whole day, basically, the night and the day, you have a long time to be made for the neder. But Mishnah said, if Nadri Imchal Sheikha, if she takes a neder right before Shabbos is almost over, meaning when the day is almost over, right before it's getting dark, so it can only be made for her neder only when it gets dark. Because once it gets dark, that day, although it's a few hours later, is already over, and then you can't be made for the neder anymore. Now, on that, Rav Ashi says, V'i amet letzarech haShabbos in shaloi letzarech haShabbos loi, if it's correct, the way Rav Zuti was bringing in that braisa, that the only way even a husband can be made for a neder on Shabbos is only if it's for a Shabbos need and not for a non-Shabbos need. So my iria chashrecho. So why does the Mishnah say that if the woman takes the neder right before it's getting dark on Shabbos, then once it gets dark, he can't be made for the neder anymore? And that Rav Ashi says, even when it's still day, which is those few minutes before Shabbos is over, before it's dark, even then, seemingly, according to Rav Zuti, should not be able to be made for it. Deshaloi litzayrach, which, like as the Gears of the Bach adds in the words, Shabbosu, meaning it's shaloi litzayrach Shabbosu, this few minutes before Shabbos is over, whatever it is that you took the nether for, is not going to be allowing hafara as a tzarech Shabbos, because since it's almost getting dark when she took the nether, so what Shabbos need would there be? Eating, it's almost over. She could eat in a few minutes. It's almost dark. So what need would there be to allow there to be a hafara? So rather, Rav Ashi proves from our Mishnah that obviously you could be made for the nether even shaloi l'tzarech Shabbos. And that's why it's only saying once it gets dark you can't, but the few minutes before, if it's not dark yet, you can be made for the nether, even though it's shaloi l'tzarech Shabbos, obviously. Now, what would be the reason for that? Is because it's called zman oiver. As we said before, there's a limited time frame when you could do the hafaras nadarim, and that's actually what the Mishnah concludes in its explanation, where it says, she'im chashcha b'loi hafer, because if it's going to get dark and he wasn't made for the nether, so shuv ein yochel hafer, he's not going to be able to be made for the nether anymore, which exactly as the Gemara is going to conclude now, and say this is actually what the machloikis tanoim is between our Mishnah and the Braisa that Rav Zuti brings down, which the Gemara is asking it as a question now, because seemingly the Rav Zuti brings clearly the hafaras nadarim would only be able to be litzarech HaShabbos. And our Mishnah is clearly indicating it's even shalei litzarech HaShabbos, because if it's a few minutes before Shabbos is over, although it's halachically that day, but it's not for a Shabbos need, so how could you be made for the neder? Obviously you could do it even shalei litzarech HaShabbos. So then the Gemara answers tanoihi. You're right, so machlig is tanoihi, there was not a kind, it's not a difficulty, our Mishnah and the Braisa of Rav Zuti, because actually it's a machlig is tanoihi, as we learned in the following Braisa, which we brought on the previous staff, which is this machlik is what in the halacha of our Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, Hafaras nadarim kol hayom. The husband could be made for the neder only that day. If she took it in the morning, you get all the way till nighttime. If she took it a few minutes before dark, you only get those few minutes. Whereas Rabbi Yisi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, they said, no me eis lies, you always get a day, meaning a full day, a 24-hour period from when you heard about the neder. Now, on that, the Gemara explains, this machlik is tanoim, is exactly the same machlokes between our Mishnah and the Braisa of Rav Zuti. How so? Lamando makol yom, according to the Tana of our Mishnah, which is the Tana Kama and the Braisa that we just discussed, which is that you only get that day. So in, that's what you get, tfeiloi, but you can't be made for past this day. Safila shaloi letzarech haShabbos mefer. So therefore, even for a non-Shabbos need, you could be made for the neder. And the reason being is because, yes, it's a few minutes till the end of Shabbos. And what there is no tzarech Shabbos over here, but since you're limited in your time frame, and if those few minutes go by and it's dark, you can't be made for anymore. So therefore, they were lenient in allowing the husband to be made for, even if it's not for Shabbos need. In contrast to, as we learned in the Mishnah Masechta Shabbos, if it's regarding Hataras Nadarim, which you go and you ask a sage to find an opening, that you could do even during the weekday. There's not a limited time frame that you can't do unless it's a Tzarech HaShabbos. So therefore, that's the understanding according to the opinion of our Mishnah. But according to the other opinion that holds, you always get 24 hours for the hafaras nadarim of the husband. So then, letzarech Shabbos in. Then even, which is like the Braisa of Rav Zuti, which was interpreting the halacha of hafaras nadarim, also has to be only letzarech Shabbos, is because that's when you have, if you hold according to the opinion of 24 hours. But, and then you could only do it on Shabbos if it's for Shabbos need. Shaloi letzarech haShabbos le, but if it's not for Shabbos need, you cannot. And the reason being is because now essentially it's the same thing as the qualification of a Hataras Nadarim, because it could be done during the weekday. Because whatever time at Shabbos is going to be, you're not limited to Shabbos. If she made the neder even in Shabbos morning, you get all the way till Sunday morning. So since it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, so therefore we're not going to be lenient, just like we weren't lenient by Hataras Nadarim, and you could only be made for the neder only if letzarech haShabbos. So therefore the Ran concludes, according to the halacha, since we hold like the Tana of our Mishnah, where hafaras nadarim is only that day, not 24 hours, so therefore you would be able to be made for neder on Shabbos, even for a non-Shabbos need, again, just because if we don't let you do it on Shabbos, then you're never going to be able to be made for it after Shabbos. Now the second half of that Mishnah that we brought on the top of the Yamid in Masechta Shabbos said, V'neshalom l'nedar m'shein l'tzarech ha-Shabbos. You could even go to a chacham to be matir in neder, although he said that's a little bit more problematic. It looks like a din Torah, and there you don't have a limited time frame. But if it's for a Shabbos need, then you could even go to a chacham to be matir in neder on Shabbos. Now, Ibai Luhuda, however, they had the following question regarding this halacha. Kishalohayilem penai? Was this halacha only talking about, for example, if let's say she made a neder right before Shabbos, where there was no time for them to go to a chacham, or let's say there was no sage around to ask on Friday afternoon. So since there was no time, so then we'll be lenient, finally you found the sage on Shabbos, or it just became Shabbos and you just noticed a few minutes before she made a neder when she was lighting candles, whatever it is. So is it only then that we were lenient and allowed Hataras Nadam on Shabbos when it's for Shabbos need? Or maybe even when there was time, it doesn't make a difference. Even they could have gone on Friday afternoon to the sage, but they didn't. They waited, they were busy, preparations. And therefore, when they come on Shabbos, even then would they be able to be Matur Neder L'Tzarech Shabbos or not? So the Gemara says, Tashema, we'll bring a raya, a proof in the following incident. This Dakiku Le Rabbonon, Le Brei D'Rav Zrutra, Brei D'Rav Zira, that the rabbis went and they were there to provide for the son of Rav Zutra, who is the son of Rav Zeira, Afilah ben Nedar Mishoyilim Penayim Moidyoim, to be Matur and Neder, even those that he had taken during the daytime, where he could have taken care of it before Shabbos, but he didn't. Still, they were Matur and Neder because of the Letzarech HaShabbos. So we see, even when there was time, you still could be Matur and Neder, Letzarech HaShabbos on Shabbos. Now, Sav Rav Yosef Lameimer, Rav Yosef thought to say, regarding this halacha, that Nishalim Nedar Mishabbos, that you could go to a Chacham to ask regarding finding an opening to be matir the neder on Shabbos, that's only biyachid mumche in. That's only, there's two ways you could be matir a neder. Either going to a yachid mumche, which is an individual, not three, one person, but he's proficient in these halachas, he's well versed and learned in this topic. So on that review, I thought to say it's only in that type of a medium. But b'shleisha yirtis loy. But to do the other approach, which is three common men, that cannot be done on Shabbos, even on Tzarech HaShabbos. Mishum de mischazik edina, because it looks like a court case. And the halach is that you're not allowed to have a din Torah on Shabbos. But regarding an individual who, even though he's a great Torah sage, that is, and even as Aran says, according to those who hold that the mumcha, this professional one, has to be someone that has smicha, still it's not so obvious. It doesn't look like a court case because it's just a Torah sage, maybe asking him a Torah question. But you have three people set up and lined up to do the Hataras Nadarim, that looks like a court case, and therefore that's forbidden to do on Shabbos. Now, that Amalei Abai said Rabbi Yosef, he argued. He says, no, keeping the Svirulon, since we hold that the Hataras Nadarim of three people is allowed to be Afila Mu'umid, even if the three people are standing, in contrast to a Din Torah, where the Gemara says, Himself the Shavuot of Laman Beis, that they have to be sitting the Dayanim. And we also say, Afila B'Karaivim, Taras Nadarm could be, even if the three people are relatives to the one who wants to undo his neder, which again is invalid for a court case. And Vafila Balailo, you could even do a Taras Nadarm at nighttime, which is also not available to be done by a court case. So the Rabbi says, Limis Chazik Adina doesn't look like a court case, because there's so many differences over here that are making it obvious it's not a court case, and therefore you could do a Taras Nadarm, even through three regular people, on Shabbos, if it's Letzarech HaShabbos. Amrav Abba, Amrav Hun, Amrav. He says halacha. The halacha is mafir nedarim balayla. The halacha of hafaras nedarim of the husband nullifying his wife's nedarim could even be done at nighttime. Which the Gemara asks, but masnitni. This is a clear halacha in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, as we said before, that regarding hafaras nedarim, since it could only be done that day that he hears about it, sometimes you have more time, which is called a hakel. Sometimes you have less time, which is called a chumah, depending what time of the day she took the neder, how much time you're going to have. So on that, the Mishnah said, Nadra b'leili Shabbos, if she took the neder in the beginning of Shabbos on Friday night, so then Yafar b'leili Shabbos, he has a long time, he can be made for already from Friday night, and then all the way throughout Shabbos. Now the question is, what is Rav teaching us? The Mishnah clearly said that he could be made for it even b'leili Shabbos, even during the nighttime. So the Gemara says, you're right, the halacha of Rav Huna Marav wasn't regarding that you could be made for in the Dharma Shabbos, which is what the husband does, rather halacha nish'alin ba'layla, that you could even be shayil, you could go to a sage to ask, to find the opening to undo your neder, even at nighttime, and that's necessary to say as a chiddush, because although for that you need to have a chacham or three people, which is similar in some level to a court case, and that was the discussion we had before regarding doing it on Shabbos, And that's the chiddush to say that even so, you could do it at nighttime, because although it's dintara, you can't do this. Is not really dintara, but that's part of his chiddush that you could be shayel balayla. Now, Amalei Rav Abba Rav Huna. Rav Abba said to Rav Huna, who just said this halacha in the name of Rab, that you could be shayel on a nedu, you can have a chacham imatu your nedu even at nighttime. He asked him, Amar Rav Hachi? Did Rav, he asked Rav Huna, did you really hear this directly from Rav? That Rav said this halacha, that you could be matar neder from a chacham even at nighttime? So Amalei Ishtik. So Rav Huna said to Rav Abba, he says that, no, I said this halacha for the Rav, and he was quiet. So that implicit silence, I said over now in his name that he agrees to this halacha. So Amalei, so Rav Abba said to Rav Huna, says, this that Rav was silent when you said this halacha, Ishtik kamrit? Is it maybe because he wanted to silence you? That's why he didn't answer. He was ignoring. Aisha say ka'amrit, or the silence is, like you're trying to say, indicative of his agreement, because he was agreeing, like someone that tells his friend, like, let's go take a drink, and he's quiet because he's obviously agreeing to what you're saying and going along with it. So how do we know what his silence meant to say? How can you say in the name of Rav that he holds that you can matter not even by nighttime? So that the Gemara brings a raya, tashema, that Rav himself did this, that he was matan the Dharma at nighttime, so obviously he agrees to this halacha that Rav Huna is saying in his name. Whereas we find that Amrav Ikabar Oven, he says, is dakikle Rav l'Rabba. Rav went and provided for Rabba, as we continue on to Amud Beis, bikituna debay Rav in a small room off of the main base medrash, that he was matar his neder, oimed, he was standing, yichidi, as an individual, ubalayla, and he was being matar at nighttime, so obviously Rav agrees. And therefore, it's appropriate, this Rav Huna saying the name of Rav, that one can be shoyel on the nether, even by Laila. Now, Amar Rabba, some of the gears Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, halacha the halacha is, many different leniencies we have regarding Hataras Nadarm. First of all, Nishal Nadarm, you could ask Nachachem to be matar nether, or three people, Oymed, standing, Echidi, an individual, Uba Laila, even at nighttime, Ubi Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Ubekravement, even if they're relatives, and Vafilo Hoyelan Penaimim Oygen, which are going back on the Shabbos idea, that you can matter Neder on Shabbos, even if there was time to be matered on before Shabbos, but since now it's a Tzarech HaShabbos, you can be matered even if there is availability before Shabbos. Now, regarding one of these halachas, the Gemara asks, Oymid, is it really true that the Chacham can be matered the Neder standing? But Vatanya learned in the Braisa that Yardri Gamliel Menachamur. When someone came to be matered Neder from Rabbi Gamliel and he was riding on his donkey, he first got off of his donkey. V'nis'ativ, he put his cloak over himself. V'yashav, and he sat down. And then v'hetulay nidra, and then he permitted that person's nether. So you see, you have to be sitting. How can we have just said in the name of Rav Nachman that you could even be standing? So that the Gemara says, because that is a fundamental principle that they're arguing about regarding what does it take for the Chacham to be matar the nether. Rav Gamliel saver, and as the Girsa has actually the word ein peiskim becharot. Rav Gamliel holds that the sage cannot just make an opening and do away with the person's neder with regret. Rather, he has to find an opening, what's called a pesach, for the neder, which is that mi'akar nidra be'inin. We have to totally uproot the neder. Can't be just from here on, oh, I regret what I did. Many people regret. That's not enough. You have to find an opening to say, had I known this variable, when I took the neder, I would never have made it, which means to say that there's a flaw in the neder, so it's uprooting it, saying like as if it was an erroneous error and it's not a real neder. Now, Ubayi Yunis, such a thing requires an analysis to find a good, truthful opening. So, HaChayashav, that's why Rav Gamliel sat down. But Rav Nachman Sab in the Girsa takes out the word Ein, he holds Paisal Mecharata. You can find an opening for someone to do away with his neder by called being matter the neder, just with regret. So, therefore, a fellow woman, of course, that can be done. Even standing because you regret it? Okay, fine. You don't have to sit down. Which is a medium for being able to analyze. If you hold, you can be pesach becharata, which is what Rav Nachman holds. Now, continuing on this of nedarim, Amalei Rav l'Rav Nachman of being matir the neder. So Rav said to Rav Nachman, Chazimar haim rabbanon da'asim im harav of Amar. He says, look at this, one of the rabbis who came from the west, meaning from Eretz Yisrael, here to Bavel, and he said following idea. He said that izdakiku le'rabbanon lebreid Rav Huna bar Avin, that the rabbis went and provided for a hataras nadarim for the son of Rav Huna bar Avin, and b'sharalei nidre, they permitted his neder. But v'amrlevi said to him, Zil uboi rachme al nafshach dechatos. Go and beseech mercy for your soul that sinned. In other words, that he was trying to illustrate to him that in Israel, in Eretz Yisrael, they consider someone that takes a neder as a sinner. And the proof of this, they said, was the Tani Rav Dimi Achud Rav Safra, the Rav Dimi, the brother of Safra, taught the following halacha, that kol ha-neider, whoever takes a vow, afal pishu makaymi, even if he fulfills his vow, nikra chayte, he's called a sinner. And therefore, even now that we are matu neder, but the fact that you took a neder, you have to go out and ask rachamim for this that you took a neder. Now, Amar Zid Maikra, Zid said, what's the pasuk that illustrates this concept? It's a pasuk in Devar that says, v'chisechta linder, when you will cease from taking vows, then you won't have sin in you. Now the inference is, if you don't cease from taking vows, then there's a sin. And therefore, it's an inappropriate thing. I think Mar says, Tanya, we learn in the Braisa, again, continuing on this theme about hafaras nedarim, ha'imele ishtai. If someone tells his wife, after she took a neder, kol nedarim shetodiri, all the nedarim that you were vowing, I don't like this. I don't want the neder that you made. Or he told her, ain't zed neder, it's not a neder. So neder b'risa says, loy amaklum. He essentially hasn't said anything. It's not a valid hafara, a nullification of her vow. The reason being is because hafara requires an explicit, direct, hafara type of a terminology, which is mufalechi. Batalechi, a clear wording that indicates nullification. This is not clearly indication. He's showing in a passive way his displeasure or saying it's not a neder. That's not a terminology of hafara. That doesn't work. Now, the Ran just points out regarding the terminology used in the Braisa that although it says kol nedarim shetodiri, which is actually a term for the future, he says actually referencing to a neder that she'd already made in the past tense. Where he says we find many times such a thing where a future word in that syntax actually is a reference to something in the past. Or he says, actually could be a future tense where it would be going contra b'liezer, as we learned in the Avayin Hamad Beis, that a husband could be preempt the hafara, so he could be preempting her and say the nedarim that you're going to make, efshi, whatever it is that I don't want, and that was saying that that doesn't work. Now, this is in contrast to the Sefer of the Braisa that we're going to quote now, where although by hafara it has to be an explicit hafara type of a terminology, but by hakama, which is the other option the husband has, which is to validate the nether, then one of these similar types of wording actually works. Where, for example, if the husband says, yafa sisa, you did well, meaning the nether that you made, or he says, v'in kamayischa, there's nobody like you, meaning he's showing his pleasure with the nether, or v'im lo nedarta madircha ani, had you not taken this nether, I would have made the nether on you. So that the Braisa says, Devar of Kayamin. So for the halachas of Hakama, that does work, and it will be considered a validation of her neder. Now the Ran says, what's the difference between the two of them? So the reason is because as we're going to learn in the Braisa later on Daf Ayin Testament Aleph, where the halach is brought that if the husband is Kayim Baliboy, if he validates his wife's neder in his heart, just that he's like, yeah, that's a good idea, but he doesn't verbalize anything, that's actually considered a hakama. It is a kiyam. And therefore, so what he's saying over here, which is even verbalizing his pleasure, although he's not saying a clear term of kaim lechi, that for sure is going to work, because even in his heart that works. But by hafara, since as that Bryce is going to bring on Daf Ayin Tes, that hafara baliba is not a hafara. It's not enough just to think that, oh, I don't want this neder that my wife's making. So therefore, even when you verbalize it, it has to be a clear, decisive terminology that indicates hafara, and therefore here where it's just understood from what he wants, that's not enough, and therefore for hafara it doesn't work, but for kiyam it does work. Now the Gemara brings a braisa that says, lo yema adam le'ishta b'shabbos, a man should not tell his wife in Shabbos, mufer lechi. That is, although we said that he could be made for hanadarm in Shabbos, but he shouldn't use the terms of saying, it is mufer to you, or bata lechi, it's nullified for you. Like he does during the weekday. Now, the Ram points out, this that it's forbidden to say in this clear terminology of Afara on Shabbos, in other words, although we just brought a Braisa before that you usually have to say a clear term of Afara, so that this Braisa is saying that on Shabbos you shouldn't say that. So that the Ram says it's not because, which one would maybe think, that it's a gzeira of if you say it in the clear Afara term, then you might come to do the same thing with Hataras Nadarm, which is maybe not permitted on Shabbos, as we said that it's not always permitted to do Hataras Nedarim on Shabbos, on that the Ran says no, because since, as we're going to see, that the term that he actually does use is called Taliva Achli, take and eat, so obviously what he's doing it for, when he's being made for the Neder on Shabbos, is for a Shabbos need, because that's what it's about, it's eating, and that actually Hataras Nedarim is even permitted on Shabbos. So what's the reason why you can't say Mufalechi? It's not a concern about Hataras Nedarim, because that would only be when it's not for Shabbos need. But as we're going to see that what he's actually telling her in this case is regarding food to eat, which is permitted on Shabbos, it's a Tzarech HaShabbos, therefore Hataras Nedarim itself would be permitted on Shabbos. So the Ran says the reasoning for this, why we don't want you to say Mufalechi, is for a different reason. It's just because if you could deviate from the weekday type of terminology, then you deviate. We never want someone to use the weekday type of phraseology. And that for that reason itself is that the Bryce is saying don't speak during the way you do it during the weekday. Rather, he tells her something which would be a hafara terminology, which would work as hafara, but it's not the weekday type, which is tliva achli, take and eat, tliva shasi, take and drink, meaning, although she took a neder not to, but he's doing hafara, vaneder bat me'elam, and therefore the neder will be bottled by itself. Because he told her, in no uncertain terms, I want you to eat, which is obviously a hafara. Again, it's not a passive one like in the previous price where, oh, I think you're, it's beautiful what you did, or whatever it is, or the other way around by hafara, which is, I don't like it, it's not a neder, which are not hafara types of terms, here it will work. Now, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he qualifies Allah of this bryce, and he says, but, v'tzarech she'evata b'liboy. However, although he said to her, take and eat, he still also in his heart has to think, I'm being made for the neder. So although he's not going to say it straight out, because you don't want to say on Shabbos weekday type of wording, but as, together with the fact that you're saying take a need, you always have to be thinking, okay, this is not going to be a neder, I'm being made for this. Now related to this, the Gemara says, Tanya Lina Braisa B'Shamay Eimrim, B'Shamay say, B'Shabbos Mabata B'Libot. On Shabbos, you do what we just said from Rabbi Yechanan, which is, you'll say Taliva Achli, and also you'll nullify it in your heart. But B'Chayil, if the woman took a neder during the weekday, then then he has to specify from his lips a clear terminology of Mufalechi, of being made for the neder. Now, Beisul and Beisul say that no, Echad Zeh Ve'Echad Zeh. Whether she took the neder on Shabbos or the weekday, he could be Mevata Baliba, he could nullify it in his heart. Ve'in Tzarech La'itzi B'Svasav, and he doesn't have to verbalize it with his mouth. Now, as the Ran explains, where it's because it's going, this Bryce is going back on the previous Bryce, which is because you have the combination of, first of all, he's telling her to take and eat or take and drink. And like Rabbi Yechanan said, together with that, in his heart he's thinking, okay, I'm being made for this, I'm just not telling you Mufalechi. So B'Shamay says that that option only works on Shabbos, because we don't want you to say weekday, but on the weekday you have to say the normal way. On that, Beisul argues and says, no, not just on Shabbos, even during the weekday, you can use it as a viable option, you don't have to say just Mufalechi, Batalechi. You could also tell her, here, take and eat, take and drink, and in his heart thinking, I'm being made for the neder. And that also would work, according to Beis Hillel, not only on Shabbos, but even on the weekday.